Ed O'Connor is taking over as the new technical advisor for the eventing team, and he's here at the USEA convention to lay out his plan for, I think, for the next several years, David. It is a holistic plan, at least. I think that is the philosophy behind the culture that you're trying to develop here. Would that be safe to say?
No, I do think we have to look at the picture in the whole picture. I think as I'm a believer with all of the things that I've ever done from USEF presidency all the way down, is that when the pieces become separate, things break down. And I believe that there's an overall look here, you know, when we look and assess ourselves for where we are at first from a high-performance plan, where we assess ourselves and what is the weaknesses. And then I think the weakness is, for me, education. Well, when you look at the education and rider technique and the theoretical side of that, well, then that has broader aspects all the way through the whole sport, and that the whole sport, I think, can benefit from. So it is it's an overall round look that I think that leads to excellence, and that's the look for it.
Well, there are many component parts to this, education, of course, being key. You've talked about, you know, encouraging the riders to even read some of the old textbooks as well to establish, you know, where we came from and some of the principles, and trying to put together the so many pieces, stable management, the, you know, the nutrition. There's every aspect of this. It isn't just about the time they spend in the tack. But I think more importantly, while your job is focused on the team and bringing riders into that team position, but it's also about encouraging the youth, the young riders, and this is going to permeate down to the grassroots level.
Absolutely, and we've put five lists together of where, you know, some of them are very much about the top of the sport, but we're reaching all the way down to creating two lists of under 25 and under 18. And the under 18 is a program that is going to be driven really by the USEA Young Rider Program, that somebody that comes through has to actually come through the Young Rider Programs through the areas. You could get nominated into a bigger group and selected, that you end up having a week-long training session with a coach of the Olympic team. And but that's a process that has to start all the way down, I believe, in the local level, through with the youth coming through those Young Rider Programs, to so that the message of the technique and the message of the theory and the message of the horsemanship as a whole of how to do things becomes very consistent from top to bottom. So you're not having to go at any one of those levels, go back down, cover some bases, and then for them they'll be allowed to come back up. And I think that's an important part of it.
And you've outlined over this week, David, in your sessions, that you've broken it down into sort of bite-sized pieces. You kept the sessions short, and they were all so well received, you had to go to a bigger room, as we know. Could you just give us the headlines of those?
Well, I don't know which ones you want to go down to, but this is what I believe in, you know, because of how I was taught and how you think about it. So you think about maybe a little bit more of a platonic look at it, of trying to separate it out, instead of when the piece just becomes too big, you don't know what to work on. And so I've always been a person that tries to break it down into break the pieces apart so that you're working on actually the correct thing, because there's the example of people, there's a lot of people where all of our guys work very hard. I mean, they really, really do work hard. So the point is, are they actually working hard at the right thing? Because that then becomes the block to be able to, for the great success. And so, you know, I think there's two things I think that I'll put out for right now. One is a thought process of how people learn sports, and just sports, you know. So if it's golf or football or whatever, and I believe that the first level of that is technique. You know, how do you hold a golf club? How do you hold a football? The second part about that is then theory, right? And so if you think about other sports, you know, how does the game work? How do I open up a field, or soccer or hockey or golf, you know, that you start to play around with it? And it's the same thing with horses. And we have a long history, over hundreds of years, really, of information of how to train horses, and it's very organized and it's very thought preference, but it's a theoretical side. I believe that's weak in this country, and I believe that needs to be a very stronger point. So if you talk about the first two things of instinct, then theory, I mean, if you talk about technique, then you go to theory, then that leads to instinct, to where you can start to react before you think about it. And a lot of times, that's where people that are not full students of the sport, that's what they're happy. That's where they should go, and we should be educating them up to that level. After that, you're getting more into the studious side of the sport, and that is intuition and philosophy. You know, the fundamental beliefs in training horses that people can't change. The techniques of it you can, but the fundamental beliefs. And then the last thing, which is unteachable, is imagination. And if you think about somebody like a Michael Jordan, you know, basketball, you didn't know what he was going to do. But funny enough, the higher up the level he goes, he was actually known for being driven on all the way down and making the technique perfect. And that's what he practiced in practice was technique. And then in the games, he let his imagination go. And so that's really how I have, tried to break it apart to how we really believe how people learn sports. And by doing that, you can say, kind of, where am I, right? I'm pretty weak on the theory stuff, or my instincts are not good in this type of environment. And then it becomes targeted what you work on. So that's one of the big processes of trying to get that across.
Now, you've laid it right out there that you want to be back as world leaders. That's an ambitious but obviously the kind of goal that you need to set and to inspire the team and the whole country, really. I mean, I was talking to Mark Hart about the owners. There are so many moving parts to this, David. And it's not going to happen overnight. It's an ambitious plan, which it needs to be, but it's also something that's not going to be yielded in short term. This is a long-term plan.
Absolutely. I mean, the results are not going to be in 6 months. The results are not going to be in 9 months. I really do think that in a couple of years, I think the thing is going to start to really hit. And if we keep coming back onto this message, and I really do think that from the high performance plan, you're going to start to see those type of successes. You know, when we came out of the Le Goff era and when we came into Mark's first era, when we were kind of a transit between the thing, we were winning actually a lot of four stars around the world. And we were winning competitions in Europe. Well, we really haven't won a competition in Europe in 10 years. And so I think it's going to take a little while for us to get back to it. But the goal has to be the top goal, because then that drives the intellectual part of the process. And so I really do believe in that. And it's going to take a step by step down this road to go down. It's not that there's a magic pill we can give everybody and suddenly you're up there. It's going to be we become students of the sport, students of this wonderful being that we have with the horse, and how do we play the game with it. And that's, as with any student thing, it takes a while. So.
Well, I know from talking to you before, David, that this is the job that you've been working probably your whole life towards. It's something that you've aspired to do. You've had experience as a student of the sport, as you say, as a competitor, as an Olympian, and coaching another national team. This is the job that you are obviously going to put your arms around and put everything into. So how would you summarize your philosophy going forward?
Well, I believe it's about technical excellence, right? And because then if you have technical excellence, the imagination part and the drive, the ambition that it takes, which is the number one thing for a top-level competitor, the number one thing that you have to have is ambition. And so with that technical excellence and then that ambition is what drives these guys to be the top of the game that we see. We see it in other countries. We see it, we've seen it in our country before. We will see it in our country again. And I really do believe that this tying those two things of the technical excellence, student of the sport, student of the horse itself, and then that tied with the ambition, that those guys that will take it to another level and driven that way are the ones that we all celebrate.
Well, you've clearly laid the foundation here this week and set out your plan, David, so I want to wish you the very best of luck with this new job.
Thanks, Chris. I'm sure we'll be talking.